Hour number two of the Glass in the Morning radio program. The 15th day of February. Happy Thursday at WGCL. A month and a half already gone in 2018. It's flying by. Doesn't even feel like February this morning, Keith.
We're already into Lent, and time change will be coming soon. All kinds of stuff.
And it's 65 degrees here in just a few minutes.
That makes me think it's already summer.
Hang on, Sloopy. Sloopy, hang on. 59 downtown, feels like 57 on our way to 65. 42 is the average high temperature this time of year. And we'll get a little bit more seasonable tomorrow and Saturday. But let's enjoy the now. We will have some thunderstorms developing throughout the day. Chance of rain is 80%. Tonight we drop 30 degrees, though, because, well, it's winter. It's not spring. And that's what happens this time of year. 35 tonight, 100% chance of rain, so be aware of that if you are out and about tonight.
We got anything coming up? Do we have to shovel?
Nope.
Excellent.
40 on Friday, 25 on Friday night.
All right.
Saturday, 44, and on Sunday, 52, but that's not even the fun part. Monday and Tuesday of next week, 65 and 65 again.
You're kidding.
Sure, it's going to rain, but who cares? If it's 65 degrees, it can rain. You know
what?
It's
amazing. This goes fluctuates the way it does.
Sunshine in 25 or rain in 65. That's not even close. Not even close. Buy an umbrella.
Uh-huh.
Find one. Find one left at a restaurant. Do something. You'll be fine. Yes, we'll ride a little bit of a roller coaster next week. Well, we do it every week. It's wintertime in Bloomington, and this is what we get. If you don't like it, stick around for a couple days, and we'll change it. Updated forecast and live radar, find it all at WGCLradio.com.
I won't tell you where this happens, but anywhere around where there's a big institution where people forget their umbrellas and they have a lost and found. I know I won't even mention ages or anything, but certain people who go and say, I lost a black umbrella.
You sure did.
And they say, is this it? And he's, yep, that's the
that's
one.
That's exactly right. Nobody puts their monogram on their umbrella anymore or sews their name into their umbrella. Well, I mean, we were in the restaurant business for a while. We didn't buy an umbrella for 20 years. Why? You bring them to us and leave them. Again.
Yeah. Hey, we got a new
$3,
umbrella.
$4 at the dollar store. Nothing costs a dollar, which is weird. All right. 8:09 at WGCL every Thursday morning. Keith Klein and Sue Wanzer join us. They serve on the MCCSE school board and keep us up to date on local education issues. Sue, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm thrilled with the weather forecast.
It is. Not bad.
So happy.
Not bad, not bad, not bad. And we'll balance it out. But the way February ends and March gets started, it's really nice. So that being said, that's good news. Now let's get everybody up to date here. I am scrolling through the Twitterverse here, trying to find any updates on the MCCSE. As we told folks earlier, the Here Comes the Bus app this morning was being a little glitchy. So the suggestion from the communications department of MCCSE was just make sure your kids are at the bus at the right time. If you're trying to time it to the second or the minute, that's probably not the best idea today just because of a software glitch. But those things usually have a way of working themselves out. So I wanted to update everybody on that. And if I find any updated information on that, I'll pass that along as well.
By the way, tell people where you're seeing that in case some of the
Twitter
parents out there don't know how to see these things.
Well, number one, you go to mccse.edu. I think that's the easiest way to find anything, mccse.edu. Also, if you're a parent in the school system, you can sign up for all of these wonderful,
because you have a daughter in the
emails and everything else that come right to your door, and you don't have to go chasing it down and looking for everything. The it's at MCCSE_EDU. If you search Monroe County Community School Corporation on Twitter, you can find it. You can find it on the front page of the MCCSE website. That's where I just clicked on it from there. So that's where you can get some updated information. You can see great pictures from the schools and everything else that's going on with the community. So there's not been an update on that, Sue.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that, because really there is so much information. You know, and every school has their own school website and their own school Twitters and tweets, their pages that you can follow. So I think that's just, and as well as Facebook. So I think that's really important to remind people. You can start with the homepage for mccsc.edu, and from there get to a lot of good information.
You can, and one big information tonight, starting from 6:30 and going to 7:30 at all
the open houses,
MCCSE elementary schools. The kindergarten open house is happening tonight, so that's
woohoo! what a fun time. I mean, is there anything more fun than having a bunch of little five-year-olds running around a school, getting so excited and learning about the school and meeting teachers?
Well, you obviously haven't been to Valentine's Day in a second grade class then.
No, you know, see, not ever having kids, I have a different kind of appreciation because I don't have to deal with the constant headaches of children and the discipline. I could just do the playing and fun stuff with kids.
Well, there you go. And then give them back to the rightful owners full of sugar.
Exactly.
I'm not sure how that benefits. But that's part of the game. It's the fun part of going. It can't be all... It's just you can't go break rocks all day long. You got to have a little bit of fun when you go out there
exactly.
and do that. Now, where are you guys on your meeting schedule?
Well, I want to talk about something because it's really important. We had a work session Tuesday night, and Sue, one of the things, and there's
your
even
homework
an editorial.
Was to update me on that.
That's right. There's even an editorial in today's HT about what a great thing MCCSC is doing. And let me try to summarize here a little bit. We've had some major daycare institutions announce they're going out of business or have gone out of business. And so people need early intervention kinds of things for the real young kids. So MCCSC is going to be opening up a center that will take care of infants, toddlers, and preschool kids in an educational environment. Now, let me help people figure out where this is. If you know Miller Drive, and you know where the CoLab is, or you know where the bus garage is, right there where it used to be a warehouse is now being converted. They're going through all of the process to make sure it hits every state standard you could possibly want to hit. And the kind of the blueprints that Chris Scioli showed us at the meeting on Tuesday, even in building this all out with toddlers and infants and all of this, there's even room for expansion later. So this is good, and probably in the next 2 or 3 weeks, you'll be hearing about how you can sign up for it. Now, there is one thing you need to know. This system will observe the MCCSC calendar, which means there'll be 40 weeks of this kind of care as opposed to year-round and that kind of thing. So it'll be closed when the schools are closed, but it's 40 weeks of really high process care.
You know, and this is a great beginning. Who knows what might happen in terms of year round later on, but you know we know that this is an extensive undertaking, and we're using our staff who are on our regular academic calendar. But once again, we have to say bravo to Superintendent DeMuth because she had over the last year has been getting questions about, hey, do you know anybody else who's doing child care? Because we're losing child care, and what do you think about this? And so Judy saw that there was a need. We didn't have to do this, but she saw that there was a need, and luckily, we have the building space that we're able to move some things around and then convert this. And so I applaud our administration for taking this on, and of course there'll be a charge, but who knows as this goes on, what kind of, because it is associated with us, what kind of educational grants we can get, how other partners in the community might help us out. So I think this is just one of the neat new innovations that we're doing along with so many other things on a regular basis.
Well, and Sue, there's a whole list of people, various administrators at the MCCSC, Dr. Winston, for instance, and her people are very much involved. This is also, as Superintendent DeMuth pointed out, a tool for our own teachers who can't find daycare for their own kids.
Exactly.
They showed us a chart of what the contemporary issues are in the city. They've checked the prices everywhere where there is daycare available. And this is as competitive as you can be with that. And the facility is going to be magnificent.
Right, and I'm sure that that we will fill up because as you mentioned, Keith, we have the space and the segregated space, the specialized space for all ages up to kindergarten age, so or 4-year-old. So I'm sure that this will fill up, and I'm real proud of our school corporation for being able to.
The other thing too, Sue, is that there are a number of families that will be eligible for additional funding for their kids to be able to go to this. And we've got people that will be able to help them work their way through the maze of how to apply for the funding and those kinds of things.
Yeah, there's all. I think there's all kinds of advantages with tying this to a school corporation rather than a Y. And the Y did a wonderful job. It was just it wasn't sustainable in terms of cost for them. And so there's a lot of pluses to tying this to a school corporation. Unfortunately, in a lot of places, school corporations just they don't have the building space, they don't have the capacity, they don't have the ability to take on something like this. We do, fortunately, because of the kind of community that we have and the support that we have for education, that we can go ahead and be creative with some things. And I hope we get to a time where other school corporations can be creative too and really grow and develop our public education systems.
Well, and this facility will take up to 90 children, kids.
Right.
And take care of that.
So this is great.
I think that the editorial in the HT today points out that there is ample evidence. I mean, there's nowhere you can look and not find something that talks about how vitally important it is to kids the earlier that they start to get education. And we're talking toddlers, infants.
Right.
Getting education, the better off they will do for the rest of their education career.
And, you know, Keith, that's one reason the Community Foundation has been so generous with grants supporting our preschool program. Because while you say there's ample evidence, there is no evidence. There is no research that shows the opposite.
Right.
There is nobody theorizing that it's not a good thing or it doesn't advance education. In fact, our very first referendum, some of the people were saying, why don't we take the money and put it all into preschool because we know how important it is. We didn't do that, but I think that I hope that sends a message. Well, we need to keep sending a message to the state legislature that we need to have preschool and all school corporations, and it needs to be free for everybody.
Well, the reason you had a referendum is because the state legislature doesn't listen.
So exactly.
I don't know if you need to waste your time writing letters to them.
Right, so we'll just take care of everything here.
Well, it's a do-it-yourself job, and you're finding ways to do it yourself. So what makes sense.
We're a do-it-yourself school corporation and a do-it-yourself community. I like that.
Well, I want to give a kind of a shout-out.
You know who really likes that, Sue? The state.
Yeah.
Because then they don't have to worry about it.
You don't have to do it.
You don't have to deal with it.
I want to give a shout-out because there's somebody in this community who's been in the forefront of pushing for early, early childhood education. That's Steve Ferguson with the Cook Group Company. And Steve and I go back a long, long way, and there is not a time when I've been around Steve where Steve hasn't said something about, what are you guys doing for preschool? And
exactly.
I'm very pleased that this is a step. You know, and depending on how it all works out, we can expand, we can do all kinds of other things. And my hat is off to Superintendent DeMuth and the school administration for getting this together. And even people like Chris Scioli in our facilities area to come up with blueprints and drawings and how this is all going to work and safety issues, all kinds of stuff. It's absolutely amazing the planning that's gone into this.
Well, yeah, it's a real cooperative and collaborative effort. You know, Chris, who I just found out, just completed a master's in engineering. I didn't know that. But he doesn't know everything about childcare, so he has to talk to and listen to people. And so there's a lot of different input. Same thing when we're building Tri-North. It's not just an architect and an engineer putting things together. You have to listen to educators and other people who know about the design and the programming that goes into it. So there's so many hands that take part in all of these kinds of things. And we do have a really nice cooperative administration.
Also covered in the editorial today, I know you want to talk about this, is the cooperative agreement with Middleway House and the MCCSC.
Yeah, and Middleway has been working with most of our high schools and our middle schools in terms of a curriculum to help, especially with bullying and understanding relational aggression. And the point of the meeting that I'm sorry I had to miss, I was at the status of the Black community meeting, but I think the point is that we're going to try to expand that and to the schools who aren't using it. And again, what a great partnership to be able to have staff, knowledgeable professional staff who are experts in their area, come in to our schools and help our kids understand this right from the professional.
The title of what this is Building Healthy Relationships Curriculum that will now expand access to important programs offered at many of the MCCSC schools, and Middleway House will now be a part of all that.
Yep. So I'm just real pleased. And I did want to mention quickly one thing that was mentioned at the status of the Black community in Bloomington. A big hunk of it was talking about educational issues with Stephanie Carter Power, who is an IU associate professor in education, who works with our schools, with our kids, with our teachers, with our staff. And of course, we know a whole lot of things about the disparity in I-STEP tests. We're not fans of I-STEP tests anyway, because we know it's not really measuring anything. But how our Black students are doing worse. But the other thing we talked about was the discipline, that we have a higher rate of Black students being expelled and suspended for not real identifiable reasons. They're usually the miscellaneous. And a lot of it turns out to be cultural, a student talking loudly, and then the interpretation is, or the evaluation is, this person is being insubordinate or disrespectful. So there was some really good information on there, and Stephanie also recognized all the great things that MCCSC is doing. They almost couldn't fit everything onto a slide in their PowerPoint to show all the different things we're doing to try to help with our racial diversity and our implicit bias program. So I wanted to mention that they did focus on education, and we've got a lot of people in this community who want to work with MCCSC and help in any ways that we need help to improve.
And your meeting is coming up, let's see, I'm trying
27th.
Trying to do the math, so we have a couple Tuesdays before that.
Yes.
Just yet. So, all right, the end of February is when we'll see all of that. And then, obviously, wrapping things up, MCCSC sending a letter to parents yesterday talking about the terrible tragedy in down in South Florida, obviously. The superintendent sending out a letter via email stating that, I'll just read it for you. It's not just a couple paragraphs long. Once again, the unthinkable occurred in a Florida high school, a shooting of their precious students. Please know that we continuously visit, practice, and refine our safety protocols with staff and students. The safety of our students and staff is a top priority. This takes all of us. Please remind your children and young adults about the critical importance of vigilance and relying any concerning occurrences to teachers, principals, or staff members. Thank you for your continued support. Our hearts go out to the students, staff, and families in Florida. Dr. Judy DeMuth sending that out yesterday. And I will remind the adults out there that are older adults and regular adults to remind them about the importance and vigilance of maybe taking a look at why these continue to happen and why we keep making excuses instead of changing policy. So if we're going to make sure our young people are going to be vigilant about it, how about the example being set by those they look up to? There isn't one right now. Sorry, Sue, little editorial.
Glass, I totally support your editorial. You know, if this 19-year-old kid, you know, people say guns kill people. I mean, guns kill people, not people. If this kid hadn't had a gun, you know, and I don't know why, and I will tell you, I don't know how. I mean, you read that, and now I'm choked up. I'm going to have trouble talking, but I don't know how our superintendent is a superintendent day-to-day for as many years as she has been, because I know every day she goes home, and what she worries about are the kids in our schools and their safety.
Good.
Which is why people might think we're kind of over the top with having to be buzzed in and you can't get in a school without permission. There's a reason for that, and there's a really good reason for that.
Sadly.
So we're going to keep doing all those kinds of things, and I sure hope this doesn't wear on Judy DeMuth too much, because
it should wear on all of us, Sue, and this is not...
Well, it does.
I don't mean that that Judy's not doing her job. That is the farthest thing from the truth completely. But the day we're numb to all this is the day we should just all stay home and call it an afternoon.
Exactly. I just don't want her to get so worn down by this that she doesn't want to be a superintendent anymore. I mean, I know. I can't even imagine day after day after day she has almost 11,000 students that she worries about every single day.
We all have to worry about this together. And if we don't, these will continue happening time and time and time and time again. All right. Thank you for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Okie dokie. I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Sue Wanzer and Keith Klein both serve on the MCCSC school board. And again, another dark day in the chapter of the history that is America. And we just keep writing those chapters in blood, and maybe someday it'll stop. Sandy Hook, December of 2012, that was the day it was going to stop. That was the day the rhetoric was ratcheted through the roof, and here we are 5 years and 2 months later talking about another one. And what was the stat I gave you, Keith, this morning about
the number
how often this happens? There have been, in the last 20 years, there have been 18 school shootings in the world, and there have been 18 school shootings in America since January 1st of 2018.